I've not got no traditional message. Never have preached one out of the 40-something years I've preached. And if I thought I had one, I'd go to the house. I don't try to do that. I just want to preach the Word of God. I told some of them the other day that this time of year, and I'm going to be honest about it, this time of year with what's going on in most places, I just wish I could find a place to hibernate. Yes. It's not on account of Christ, it's on account of people.
Right.
The way they are doing. And I wish Oscar said something about it a while ago, about over here at Center where what they was trying to do, get alcohol, like if they had a parade or whatever, they wanted to where you sell alcohol on the street to the people as they come by. And had 8 councilmen, 4 of them voted for it, and 4 of them voted against it. And trying to get one of them to come over to where they could set it. And he's the one that told them, we'll not vote till we vote to put the preachers back on the streets again. And that's the last you heard of. Most time at Center, if they tell you something, you'll hear it 2 weeks later, just over and over and over. But they hushed it and hushed it quick. Maybe it wouldn't hurt, I guess, just go over and preach it a little bit anyhow. As Kenneth says, there ain't very many people wants to hear it. I walked into Bruce's Foodland a couple of weeks ago, and this fellow was standing out there with that red kettle. You know what I'm talking about. And Salvation Army. And I didn't have no better sense. I just asked him, I said, you getting anybody to get saved and getting in salvation? And he shook his head no. I said, that's what Salvation Army's about. It's not about collecting money in a kettle. It's about salvation. I got a book on that. It was started out was a Salvation Army, not a Salvation Money Gathering. I went on in the side seal part of it, got a hold of the boy that was bagging up the groceries, and I said, got that fella out there, Salvation Army, and I said, he ain't no more preaching than nothing in the world. He said, you need to get him a Bible and preach. About that time my mind popped on it, Paul, that I had a Bible in the car. I started to go back and get it and clean that place out. Just preach a while to them folk. I'm telling you right now, folks, we're in a mess.
Yes, we are.
I hear them, I'll say on the news, that I tell an officer about yesterday or the day before, whatever it was, within 15 years. Now you listen to it. Within 15 years, would be a cashless, no money, no credit card, and no checks. You have that little hickey in the back of your hand or in your forehead. Said within 15 years. Now we're running down.
Yes.
There's not very many people are going to church today would even pay a bit of attention to that. They'd say that's progress and let it go. But according to my Bible, we are getting, like Paul said this morning, we're running out of time.
Yep.
Well, I'll read a few verses here. Matthew chapter 16. I want to start reading with verse number 13 and read through probably 19. And verse 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Thank God for that. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates, now listen, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Luke chapter 16 for a few verses, and then we'll just drop a thought with you and sit down and get out of the way. But the Bible said in Luke 16 in verse 13, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your heart. And that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Amen. If correctly reading these few verses of Scripture, I'd like us to look at the last part of that right there, verse number 16. I'll read the whole verse, but that's the last phrase of it. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, that's been on my mind for several days. This easy believism stuff, ain't God just stagger and stumble around and wake up in heaven? But that will not work. God bless your heart. You're going to press. Amen. You find right back over in Matthew's writing, where the Bible said about the gates of hell shall not prevail against the kingdom of God. Amen. The gates of hell, if you look that up, it means the government of hell. All the government back down in the old Bible, it was always sitting at the gate. Amen. That's where Lot was sitting at the gate, and he was in the government. All the government of the fifth cities stayed at the gate. Amen. And that's where the devils are sitting tonight. He's sitting right at the gate of the kingdom of God. Amen. But God give us a promise. Amen. He shall not prevail against you. I bless your heart. He told Peter, he said, I give unto you the kingdom of heaven. And God bless your heart. And God, we a lot of times like to talk about Peter, how he denied God. Amen. Cursed him. I've done everything else. I mean, look like everything Peter done. I was a gift, a cause of Christ. I bless your heart. But God bless your heart when the day of Pentecost comes. And I told Oscar a while ago, I was listening to Brother Don Rich last night. Hey God, he said, hey God, the day of Pentecost,
I was more than speaking in tongues. Amen. I bless your heart. After this man, I've denied him. And God even cursed him. And God got out there. And warned by the enemy's fire. He was doing everything. Trying to get away. Before he got. I crucified also. But on the day of Pentecost, there came a mighty, a rushing wind, a sound from heaven, and filled, and God, the room where they all, and they were all, filled with the Holy Ghost. And you know what Peter done? He got them keys, and he stood up, and he opened the kingdom of heaven. You say, preacher, how did he do that? He's the first man. And God, that the Holy Ghost had anointed, how to preach, how the Word of God. And God said, how the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I know the devil is going to war. He's going to bring in things and contrary to God's Word. But God has done made us a promise that the gates of hell cannot prevail against a child of God that has been saturated with the Holy Ghost from the top of his head to the soul of his feet.
Amen.
I'm getting tired of this weak kneed stuff. Amen. Amen. I think this time we just haul off and preach it just like it is. Get in, get out, or get run over. Amen. I got a CD tap on. Must have made some of y'all a copy of it. Amen. If you got a wife or a husband, you may have to get them a hold of a gun on you while you listen to it. Amen. But the old man of James Rushing, thank God he was a preaching. And I mean, he was a laying the law down just like it was. And it's not something new. Because his preaching on television then, and they wouldn't have that kind of preaching on television now. You can ask my wife. He just got started plowing real good. And he told some of them, I said, if you don't like what I'm preaching, I'll get your little red wagon loaded up and get out the door. Amen. I bless your heart. It's time we have got something put in us. Amen. To realize how the devil is making war on the saints of God. But God has made a promise at the gate of the authority of the powers of hell shall not prevail against you.
Amen.
I want to make a shout right there.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Amen. Just keep living whole and stay with him. Amen. I never have preached it, I don't reckon, since I've been saved. But I guess tonight be a good time to do it. You know, when he started war with me, amen, he warred with me all my life, but when the Holy Ghost began to deal with me, bring that old time conviction, he got a double barrel shotgun, and he unloaded on me. He commenced before I ever come up here, and he said, it ain't no use you going, as wicked as you been, God will not hear you. Amen. I remember coming in that morning. I sat right back behind where Jeannie's a sitting. I don't remember what all took place. Amen. Because, amen, I was under conviction dying. What was I doing? Amen. I remember the devil sitting up on my shoulder and told me just this plain. If you'll wait till you get out of here and get you a drink of liquor, everything will be just fine. Amen. Every once in a while, you need to talk back to him. Amen. I said, you sorry devil, you. I've tried that for 32 years. And God ain't got no victory yet. Hallelujah. I come down. Hallelujah, I come down here. I buried my head on that altar. Thank God I got the victory. Then I begin to read in this book where God said of the gates of hell I cannot prevail against you. The devil said, you don't have to, you can't believe that. It took me, I guess, 2 or 3 months to finance Tracy, get my foot on top of his head. He still bothers me.
Sure.
You know how many hours a day? 24. If I'm awake. Yes. God bless your heart. I never got out the door till the devil told me you didn't get nothing. Amen, me knowing good and well. John Paul, I was changed from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I went to the doctor here a while back, and they was asking me questions. Amen, this nurse was filling out the paper. I said, did you ever smoke? I said, sure did. Quit in 1969. How did you ever drink liquor? I said, I drank enough to float a battleship. And God said, when did you quit? I said, I didn't quit. I said, the God of heaven has delivered me. And God, I didn't have to quit. I said, he dried me out. And she said, that'll work. I said, I didn't have to put 10 out of them 12 meetings. Hallelujah. And God, I don't know no better place how to testify than right in of the doctor's face.
Amen.
I ain't got good sense. But I'm telling you what, Don, and I mean it, from that day to this, and I couldn't live without it. I didn't think. I hauled it to the car to work with you, Paul. And quick as I come out of work, I drove my car. Oh, I'd ever crank it up. I'd get in there drunk a little. Hallelujah. And I remember one time getting real old. And you think the devil won't get with you when you get low. Hey, man, but I'm glad the Bible said the gates of hell can't prevail against. I'm glad, thank God, I've got a place you can go to and somebody you can talk to and give you some reinforcement. Hey, man, I remember one time getting real low. I told God, I said, I may backslide. I may quit the church. But there's one thing for sure. I'll never take up drinking again. I had much more gum coming out of my mouth until I come at the foreman's mouth wanting a drink of whiskey. I said, God, what happened? I said, you delivered me. Amen. I went off down the woods. I began to pray and ask God. I said, what's the taking place? He said, you and your big mouth bragging on what you wasn't going to do. I said, get this off of me. I'll never brag about it again. God gives you that, and I'll never believe another drop of liquor sin. And I give God the glory. And God, the gates of hell I cannot prevail against a child of God if they'll stay true unto Him. Thank God they got the power. They got the victory over it all.
Amen. Amen.
God on one hand. Hallelujah. time and time again, one thing right after another. I'd get down that old house we lived in, hitch that in on me. I mean, trying his best, all did me quit. I went off down behind the house. There was a cliff down, and I crawled up on that cliff just as far as I could go. Just a weeping and crying like a baby. I know God forgive me that, but the devil was fighting me with everything he had. I crawled up onto that cliff, him and weeping and crying, begging God for help. Directly he come by and lift me up, I come out with the victory. Wouldn't get back to the house until he'd be on my case again. I borrowed the pay pack. Amen, I've done it just about everywhere. I down here this old ball craft building. Amen, he'd get in there with it. Somebody do something that I didn't like across my brain. I'm the devil saying, get in. And me knowing that wasn't right. Hey, God, I know God said to be good to the enemy. I know that much about it. And God, there's been a perfect Pharaoh train car come by and throw a piece of Philippine off of the side of that building. I crawled through that thing one night working second shift. Went out the Southern Railroad track. Got down between them tracks. Got one track in one hand and one in the other. On Southern Railroad. When God help me, I know you save me. Thank God the train come along. I believe God would have stopped me. I was all five down the business. And you know what God does? He helped me.
Man, yes, sir.
I never did get it off television. Never did get a lick of help off that.
That's cool.
Now I'm glad they didn't have a cell phone. There would have been any work about it. I didn't even have a landline in half. Well, I'm telling you right now, he's going to give it all the war he can. And I'm going to tell you something. We're getting down in a time right now when you're fixing to get it put on you like you never had it put on you before.
Amen.
Amen. I bless your heart. I was down there one time. Oh, my old Travis. My old brother and Paul Keith, that poor somebody made me swallow. Amen. But we're fixing to go to Kentucky. How one time. Went over center at Walmart buying up some drinks and some stuff to take with us to have to eat on the way up there. And there was this woman about I guess as old as I am now. But her dress was a short. You could see her on the clothes. And I looked over at that woman and was checking me out. I looked at that honey. I wasn't part of God to say, but that's what I said. I said, look at that hoodie. And she boy, her, you could see her face turn red. She said, I'm trying to raise two boys, two girls. And said, if I ever catch them breath like that, she said, I'll kill them. I said, ma'am, I'm a preacher. If you'll kill them, I'll preach their funeral free of charge. Amen. I bless your heart. It's just time for us to realize we will shout all the time. But the pressure's on. We better get out of it and begin to do some weeping before God.
Amen. Amen.
Talking to Brother Ron Ronnie Jones the other night. Amen on the phone. Every time I talk to him, I get him cranked up. But I got him cranked up. I said, we're going to go to church and shout all time we go. I said, it's time we hit the floor. Amen. And begin to lay flat of our face, prostrate before God. And he said, yeah, and do some repenting. Amen. Thank God, and we just preached a while over the phone. To one another. Ain't got his shades on my face all the time. Want me to come up my hurt. I just ain't able to go. I don't want to get him run off. I bless your heart. But the devil is going to give you everything he's got. I'm trying to get to. I to give up his word.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I reckon I prayed just done just about everywhere. I was saved, but the devil was sitting on my shoulder. Does he ever do you that way?
Sure.
If he don't, he's already in your heart. But I remember one morning, I'd carried it just as far as I could carry it. Whole house is burnt down, man. But I was sitting there in a chair. My whole shirt was wet where I was a weeping and the devil. But I know what I say. I mean, but the devil was putting everything he could have on me. Mm-hmm. Amen. I'm going to try to encourage you to take and go to God with it.
Amen.
I remember falling out of that chair right flat on the floor, Paul. Hey man, lay my hands on the floor, and I remember telling God, sink or swim, live or die. If I go to hell, I'm going to go to hell believing in you. And you talking about that house getting full, it was almost a smoke in there. I bless your heart. He still wars with me. But not like that. And I called to carry Brother Philby by there one day. He was down here preaching a revival. And I went down there in town, picked him up, and brought him out the house. They said, I'm going to carry him back. And I carried him by that old house place in the bush. Grows up about where that chair was sitting about that big around. And I told Brother Philby, I said, you see that bush right there? And he said, yeah. I said, right there, that's where I fell on my face. I said, right there, I told God, amen, sink or swim, live or die. I'm going to hell believe in you. He said, you didn't get saved. He said, you just got the victory. Hallelujah. I bless your heart. Every once in a while, he gets in the bed with me at night. I know he don't do nobody else that way. But he gets in bed with me at night. I told you about it. I got a hush. Amen. I told you about it. I preached right here. One Sunday night in January a couple of years ago. Thank God about the devil. And I went home with the bed. Most all the time I go to bed before my wife does. And I done dozed off and I felt the bed move. I thought if my wife comes to bed, Paul, I laid my own more. Sure know that. Then it dawned on me. The devil had come in there and got in the bed. I don't like it.
Come on. Don't like it.
I preached about this one time down at camp meeting at Bluntsville. Preacher told me and he got through, said, I'm glad you told that. He said, I'd had that happen to me, but I was ashamed to say it. Fake somebody think that's crazy. I let them think whatever they want to. Amen. You know what I got done? I got up, went in there and got a CD. And it's singing about the blood. I played that over and over and over. Ain't not about the blood. That's the blood. I went back to bed. That bed didn't move no time except when I lay down. I run off to sleep. I got a good night's sleep. They in the way. I'm to defeat that devil. If you realize, God said, I'm the gate of hell cannot prevail again.
Amen.
He said, the devil, your adversary, the devil goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Yes, sir.
He's after me. He's after you.
Amen.
He's after every one of us.
Sure.
And I mean but one thing. And that's to get a hold of God and start telling him about the blood. Well, have your good conversation with you. Devil will say, sometimes you ain't saved, you ain't Christ. Said, so sorry, way you read them. I said, did you have a while they get to talk? The devil, let's talk. You talked about my past. Now let's talk about your future a while. Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, he'll move when you want to talk about his future. My past is on the blood, but his future is to be bound hand and foot and cast into the lake of fire. Every once in a while, when it bothers you, hey, let's just talk about your future a while. How about our preaching?
Yeah, we are.
Hallelujah. Thank God, he's got a future coming just same as I have. Amen. If I'll stay faithful to God, he said the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. And the Bible said the kingdom of heaven is preached, and every man presseth his way into it. This is a pressing way. Amen. I'll just go up and make a decision, and it's just like flying the kite. Everything's just fine. You're going to press every step of the way.
Yes, sir.
There's probably a lot of people that dies, and the devil give them a fit while they're dying, trying to get them to give up. But he plainly told me, and I believe his promise, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Hallelujah. I'm glad Peter, if he hadn't took that key dons on the day of Pentecost and preached, amen. That man Oscar was talking about a while ago, and I looked it up and I numbered it in one of my Bibles. There was people there from 18 nations. Amen. I told Oscar what Michael, my son-in-law, said one time. He was raised in the Church of God, Church of God of Prophecy. And he was preaching down at Black Oak one night. Hey, God, and I almost got up and shouted when he said it, but got my eyes open to it. You know, over there, at the Tower of Babel, they was all working together. They all had one language. Hey, God said, if I don't do something, hey, God, to confound them, they're going to build a tower from the heavens. You know what God done? He confounded their language. Had a word they couldn't work together. I didn't know what he done on Pentecost. He just put in reverse and got it to where every man understood in the lame tongue wherein they were born. I'm glad they don't confuse a confused anybody. They can open their mind out of work as they can understand.
Right.
I was not there. Back when G.W. Reed pastored over Mount Zion, I wasn't there, but a man told me about him preaching over there one night, and there was a woman there that could not speak or understand English. And said he preached that night, and she sat back there with tears running out of her eyes. And when Tony stopped preaching, she got up and made her way to the altar and prayed through.
Yes, sir.
She couldn't understand English. But when the Holy Ghost got a hold of her, she could understand what she needed.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, folks, how the devil's coming at us with everything that he's got.
Right.
You listen to that rap word. He said he wants to live for the Lord. He said he loved to roller skate. Mean little devil. Loved to roller skate. Just get out there and fall. And just trip people and watch them pile up. And said when he got living for God, he quit that. And said he got to pull it. And he got to pull it. So he asked his pastor, said, "Be all right, you go down to the ball. A skate rank, go skate." The pastor said, "You ain't got no business down there, boy." And said he just decided he'd go anyhow. And he said he'd give it up for a pair of roller skates. Then he kept getting worse, and getting worse, getting drunk, doing a lot of stuff. Him and his brother got in a fight. He knifed him and killed him. God bless your heart. That's what the devil won't do you. He may not be kill somebody, but he won't you give it up for something out there that the world's got. Amen.
Amen.
True. Yes.
I better hush. But he made you a promise.
Yes, he did.
Upon this rock, the rock of the revelation that Peter got from the Holy, as he said, my heavenly Father showed this unto you. It was the Holy Ghost. He said, on this rock, that revelation. What got you in? Revelation. Upon this rock I'll build my church. And I'm going to tell you something. Gates of hell ain't going to prevail against it.
No, sir.
He's going to fight with everything. You know, Paul said he fought with the beast. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it was a yard dog either.
No, sir.
I think it was one of them beasts right there from that gate. Amen. But just show you what God would do. Amen. They took Peter and John and told them and whooped them, told them, don't you preach any more in that name. Gates of hell was coming at them with everything they had. Bible said they went away rejoicing because they were counted worthy. How to be beat for the cause of Christ. Amen. Thank God there was a man named Stephen. Thanks be unto God. And they began by him. And while Saul was standing there, and they laid the coats at his feet. But the gates of hell have come after Stephen's. Thank God they carried him out there and stoned him. And the Bible says he looked up and saw Jesus standing on the right side, the right hand side. That's the only time I ever find him standing. But he was standing on the right hand side of the Father. Thanks be unto God. Said, in my hand I command my spirit. But he said, lay not of this sin to their charge. Amen. Apostle Paul and Silas preached the word of God. They beat them. Amen. The gates of hell was trying to shut their mouth. They beat them. I put them in jail. And they begin to pray and sing at midnight. And God sent an earthquake. Gates of hell couldn't hold. And God, the old jailer was going to kill himself. And Paul said, do thyself no harm. We're still in here. Hallelujah. The gates of hell cannot prevail against you. Jailer got things right with God, took them out and doctored their souls where they'd been be. Amen. Just think about it. You and I face trouble every day. I'll face it before I get home. He'll get in the car, me.
Come on,
right. Tomorrow he'll get with me. Somewhere he'll get with me. That's his job.
Right.
He ain't going to get them drunk. He's already got them.
Amen.
He wants to shut the mouth of the people of God.
Yes, he does.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. Just go ahead. God's a loving God. Need to look over that. God was a loving God when he sent the flood, too. God was same God that hung on the cross, and they said that God so loved the world he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the same one that got Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah and rained fire and brimstone.
Yes,
gates of hell can't prevail against the people of God. I'll hush on that. God bless your heart. That's been on my mind for several days. I felt like it. I just preached a while. But God bless your heart. Let's just quit worrying so much about it and just stay with God.
Amen.
It's going to get worse.
Sure it is.
Crowd's going to get littler. You start preaching like this right here. Brother Jones told me another night, we were talking on the phone. And he told me, he said, I have three or four families come in, said, for about two or three meetings a week, two or three weeks, something like that. Said, amen, amen, amen. And said, they'll go out the door and you never see them anymore. Man right over here in Georgia phoned me here a while back. Said while he was a preacher, a woman stood up in the congregation and rebuked him. He didn't have the backbone that I got, I guess. He shut the service down. I told her to shut up or get out, whichever one she wants. And just kept on preaching.
Sir.
Don Rich says, if they start something like that and they're preaching the wrong thing and you're in it, he said, don't get up and walk out. Get up and run out! Got over here in Mississippi. Phone me and said, a woman stood up while he's preaching and rebuked him. I'm expecting it to sit down. The devil, you listen to Paul's prophet. When the devil, he's going to fight us with everything he's got.
Yes, sir. It's good words.
But you can tell him that this conversation you have with him, there ain't nothing in that book that I'm a spirit of faith.
No, sir. No, sir.
Nothing. I tell an Oscar, whenever I first started preaching, me and Larry Wooden, heard some call him Larry, some call him Dwight, really I don't know what his name was, we always called him Larry. But when I first started preaching, I bought me two great big old loudspeakers and one of them hickeys that fasten on top of your car to put them loudspeakers on. Got that box and the speaker and everything. We'll work off the battery. We went to Craigslist. I'd preach one Saturday and he'd preach the next. I'd preach one Saturday and he'd preach the next. Then on one Saturday I got strung out pretty good. Fell right over the Sacramento Hall, hit him a big old car built in a barrel. I don't know what I got on to that he didn't like, but he kicked his drum over, pulled his car out, grabbed his stuff up, cranked his truck up, and I mean he headed out of there. I don't guess he left the preach down there now. But preach the Word of God. I'll tell this one. Pine Grove down out from Collinsville up on top of the mountain. Some of you may know where it is. But they asked me one time to preach a revival there. And the door, front door, wouldn't work. There were two, we couldn't get them all. So we had to come in the side door and come right by the altar. Church had been locked up, but the church was just about full. The whole church, got on the community to come in, other people come in. And I didn't even open my Bible at night. I dug a song book, preached a song, Amazing Grace. And there was a young man sitting back there. He looked at that front door. And he couldn't go out this way without going by the altar. And I went ahead and preached that. And next night he come back with a smile on his face. His daddy said, I thank you for preaching that. He said, and when he got home, said about 2 o'clock, he crawled out of the bed and said he made things right with God. The next night he testified. Boy, that was a blessing.
Yes,
that. I mean, at first I know that's only one that week he got right. But I did get the church told.
One night I got to preaching on divorce and remarriage. And the man that told me he had the wrong woman in the house. And he wouldn't come on and off the door and let us in. And I told this church down where Miss Cox and Jim or David's, God's Jim, mother were going to church at. They saw him down there. I asked him, said, would you go down there and finish this up? I said, sure. Got down there, I think it went about 2 weeks, and that old hole in the church, the preacher was about, and had several folks to get right there in that church. Devil was fighting. You know what? That first night that man told them keys, he did not come to that hole in the church. Next night done, he was sitting on the front bank. And you talking to a fellow about having to chew his tongue. He can get down in that man's face and tell him how to get milk out of a coconut. But I preached the rest of that week and the next week and never did say a word to him. I just preached the Bible. Devil is going to give us all the trouble.
Yes, sir.
Every one of you for tomorrow night, you're going to face it.
Sure.
But remember what Jesus said. The gates of hell shall not prevail. In other words, it's not going to stop it. And remember, he said, every man presseth his way into it. Have you pressed today? You'll press tomorrow? You'll press. I'm trying to encourage you. This is what the devil is here for.
Yes, sir.
It's in the White House, it's in the city, and it's everywhere. Well, I'll just hush and let Oscar have it.